back to our schedule here. Phil Hendry Show, pre-show, and like that. Okay. Let's see what we got going on. This morning, we were up early for the Monday show. So this is actually Monday doing our Tuesday. That's just how it is, you know. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, a lot of cats do it live. I don't give a shit anymore, man. I used to do it live. It doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. All that phone call bullshit everybody wants, but, you know, there's no point, you know, just no fucking point, man. It's too spread out, man. Too much fucking work for nothing, you know. What is this shit, Jim Baker show? What am I want? Get this shit. Solar emergency radio. Where they're talking to this poor guy that was took that joyride with that Uber motherfucker. You talk about a guy that ought to be lynched. I'm telling you, maybe this is what we ought to do. Nobody wants to do anything about these motherfucking guns. Just gotta, we gotta sit and take it is what we gotta do. Just sit and fucking take this shit. So I say the next motherfucker that pulls this shit, we just, you know, tear his ass out of the fucking jailhouse and tie him to a fucking tree. Because if that's what they want, man, you know, they seem to think that they can have a very refined and civilized society and at the same time, every kind of goddamned assault rifle, assault weapon, every sort of armor-piercing bullet and flakjack piercing and Kevlar helmet piercing and cop killing, all kinds of ammunition, because God forbid we should keep it out of the hands of these motherfuckers who are in love with their guns. So so what we got to do is start pulling some of these bitches out of the jailhouse and hang them from a fucking tree. I'm not kidding you. Why, you know, what else? What else is there to do? We can't, you know, you're not allowed to outlaw any of these weapons.
Well, what about mental health?
Sure. You figure that one out, motherfucker. You know, as soon as Obama came out with this thing called Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is a way of providing health insurance in a uniform and possibly affordable way, while at the same time giving you coverage. See, mental health is some of that coverage that motherfucking Donald Trump probably doesn't think is necessary. Ah, you don't need a lot of that stuff. Well, really? We're in a fight for our lives over the very idea of health care, and some motherfuckers are talking about mental health treatment? Where the fuck are you going to pull that shit out of? Uh-oh, the Obamas are dancing with an elderly black woman. Better take that off, because that's going to upset some fucking racist motherfucker. I didn't want to see that. Looks like the Obamas are having fun. Well, they're not paying attention to what's happening in the country. It looks like they're just making, you know, light of the office. Jesus. What? What is this guy? This thing is not, man. Easily won the battle for Heaven and Earth at the North American box office. Its second outing earned a sizable $55 million. Ryan Reynolds' audacious superhero. Raced past the $200 million mark in its ninth day in release. And faster than any about that, Deadpool earned $85 million second overseas. Movie's not destined to be on the top R-rated title in history, eclipsing Passion of the Christ, not accounting for inflation. Domestically, it's already passed 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades released a year ago. Deadpool has become a cultural phenomenon with all the audiences that is resonating across the globe. I want to see this movie Risen big time, man. Heaven is for real, son of God, Risen. But Risen was not able to beat Kung Fu Panda and claimed the number two spot. Instead, it settled for number three. Jesse Owens' biopic, which debuted to a subdued $7.3 million. Why are they doing a thing about Owens? Oh, okay, wait a minute. 80th anniversary of the Olympics, 1936. This is 2016. What would it be? Would it be 74. 90th anniversary? It'd be 90? No. Oliver Stone's Snowden gets bumped to fall. Stephen James stars as Owens, who overcame adversity when four women in the 1930s, where he's confronted with Hitler's vision of Aaron Spratt. Jason Sudeikis, Jeremy Irons, Carice Van Houten, and William Hurt also star. Race came in number six after How to Be Single, which out of the top five scene.
Ain't it groovy?
All right, so let's just do it, man.
Let's do this. Yo, let's just do this.
Okay, characters. We have Doug Danger coming. All right, Phil, this is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I don't know if Doug Danger is really relevant any longer. I think Doug Danger is a little bit on the over side of things. This shit with Trump, this shit with, as a matter of fact, that's very interesting, man. That was not part of the viral stories at all. There was nothing in these stories about Cruz and his bullshit. It's interesting. It's fine with me. Okay, Doug Danger. He's going to do the movies. Well, I think the story is this Deadpool. It's a surprise hit. Easily won the battle for heaven and earth at the North American box office. $55 million. Ryan Reynolds' audacious superhero movie raced past the $200 million mark. Through Sunday, the film's domestic gross is $235 million. Wow, it's almost it. Overseas, Deadpool earned $85 million. The movie is now destined to become the top already. It's already passed. Deadpool has become a cultural phenomenon with all audiences. Harvey Newsbreak, and that's the box office. New food stands for steak or lobster. I think Bobby Dooley should. Mayor Dennis Cordell has announced the city is banning single-use plastic bags. Key things to know about Montreal as possible. You will understand that our plan is the result of extensive analysis, thoughtful reflection. Lightweight bags, which are used by the billions, are volatile and represent a clear and vital concern. The city is deadly giving consumers as well as the retail industry 2 years to adjust before the ban kicks in. The ban applies to lightweight plastic shopping bags, thick as well as in. Certain bags are exempt from the ban for the hygienic reasons. Single use. 600 Canadian municipalities already banned single use plastic bags. Leaf Rapids, Manitoba, Thompson, Manitoba, Huntington, Quebec. The ban falls on the Environmental Committee recommendation. That's the same ban to do. The idea of plan bans first put forward by the mayor of the thing, and the thing did that. Okay, that's beautiful, man. So, single-use plastic bags. We haven't banned those in America. Single-use plastic bags. Okay. That is interesting. It's wonderful. Is this motherfucker? Okay, good. Where's the goddamn movie? And this Bobby Dooley? Mavis Leonard. Plastic bags, yeah. I don't know why, but I gotta have Dave Oliva do this one, man. We may have a shootout, ray gun shootout on Mars with the Chinese. Far out, man. Oh. What is this, man? The Controller General Patents, Designs, and Trademarks has issued, this is in the country of India, has issued an order dated February 19, 2016, publishing the revised guidelines for computer-related inventions. The current guidelines are in tune that was included by the amendments excludes mathematical methods, business methods, computer programs. Had earlier published the guidelines. These what does this mean, man? This is completely incomprehensible. Jesus fucking Christ! It's like, you know, this business. It's like the world of digital, and everybody that I meet in it. Maybe if I'm lucky, 10% to 20% have some experience in radio or mass media before. Everybody else is brand new to this thing. And as such, while the presentation is similar to radio, it's only because they sort of listen to radio and they go, oh, let's do it that way. But they don't really know why they're doing it. They don't understand anything about audience and demographics and things like that. I've had to, for my part, and I don't know if it's true of anybody else, but for my part, I've had to literally, like, reinvent the fucking wheel, you know, all over again, explain to people, this is how you got to do this shit, man. So it is a wild thing. You make my heart sing. If you just saw the ocean start up behind me. I saw a guy say today on TV, he was absolutely fucking right, he said, okay, that's great. You got Cruz and Rubio going at each other for, you know, second place. What the fuck do you think this is? You think this is a race for second place? I mean, at the end of the day, guy's going to be proud that he's in second. The goal here is to win, man. The goal here is to win the nomination. Why aren't they going after Trump? They're not. Cruz can rehabilitate himself from this fuck up today, but the only way he can do it. Cruz has got one chance, and one chance only. Forget about Marco motherfucking Rubio and go after Trump. God knows Trump has been doing everything he can to destroy Ted Cruz. Everything that he can do. Not that I haven't enjoyed it. You know, I'm no Ted Cruz fan, but I'm just speaking objectively from a strategic point of view. Ted Cruz needs to go after Donald Trump by the fucking throat. And what this guy, the Stuart Stevens, this guy used to work with Mitt Romney, said something very smart. He said, you got to get inside Donald Trump's head. And he said, and that's a really messy head. He said, there's a lot. He said, Donald Trump is vulnerable. His temperament, his lack of policy, his lack of specifics, his lack of really a program. You got to go after that. And you got to fuck him up. And you got to keep confusing him. And you got to get him chasing his tail. And pretty soon you have to expose the fact that Donald Trump isn't saying shit. That's the only way that Ted Cruz is going to come out of this thing with any chance at all. Same thing with Rubio. Rubio's ass is fucking... Are you kidding me? If Rubio's fucking done. Just because Rubio is hey, we're number two. Just because he beat Ted Cruz by 1/1000th of a percentage point, or whatever the fuck it was, that means shit. Both of them are losing to this guy Trump, who ain't saying jack shit. I mean, he ain't saying shit. And I don't care how many people jump up and down and beat off over this motherfucker. The guy hasn't said a thing. Other than to just tap into the popular anger. Isn't that great? This fucking world and the history of this world are filled with people that tapped into the popular fucking anger, man. And I'll tell you something, it can be real fucking ugly. But hey, you know. All right, man, let me see here. Now, here's the thing that we're having a hard time with, among the many things we're having a hard time with here. Doesn't seem to fucking end around here. Trying to get this goddamn computer feed to stay up. All right, man. What it's doing is it's... It's just going black at certain points. What is this, man? You miserable motherfucker. You motherfucker. Okay, there is Blue Apron. There's the Valentine's Day promo. And here is the notes for the podcast. Bobby Dooley, Mavis Lynn DeVolova, and...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, it's great to be with you. Thank you, Mr. Henry. It's good to be on the air with you. It's good to be here.
Having these breaks at the sound effects is this one here. Okay. Then we need a plane crash. Plane. Then we need probably Bobby Dooley. And where's Bobby at? She and Steve are, you know, fucking around. Fucking somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. It's terrible to say. River running? I don't think so. She in the office? Police station, freeway? No, office chatter. I don't know why I think this is just funny as fuck. I think this is the homeowners expo that Bobby's at. And people on food stamps can eat. She's at the homeowners expo and she's going to tell people what they can eat on food stamps. All right. You lied to me. You lied to me. And then we have Mavis Leonard on the single-use plastic bags, and she is, Mavis is, in the car. I think she's going to get food. Yeah. That's where she is. By the way, should we have Chef Carl Cedillo on? And today is our spring salad. But there needs to be some kind of a thing that's going on with Chef Cedillo. Okay, so we have Mavis Leonard, who's in the car. And obviously we need our drive. There we go. This is her... Jesus Christ. So fucking rad. See, 1, 2, 3... And then 4. What's this? And then we need Dave Oliva, and he's going to be talking about Mission to Mars. Maybe Dave's in some laboratory somewhere. Dave Oliva. We're going to have to get Dave going, man. I don't know what he's... Should be in some laboratory or something, but I don't know which one he's going to be in. All right, man, I'm ready to go. You lied to me. Where the fuck is... Bitch. Where the fuck are you at, man, huh? Tell what you do, man. Do a fucking press release and all your bullshit out of my life. Get out of here. Now I want to see this. I want to see this. These are both mid-roll. Okay. Notes. And apron. All right. All right, man. All right, man. It's good, man. Sorry. It's all good, man. By the way, where is... Where's my music? There it is.
Hey, yeah,
Yes, welcome to the world famous. Yes, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
This guy, is this that band, Dutch 68? God, I hate these guys.
All right, here we go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Welcome to our show. Hope you enjoyed it. All the characters and different voices and people that you hear on the show today are all performed by me. Hope you enjoy it.
And yes, this...
Wait. Stop. Here we go again with that fucking goddamn cunt voice.
And yes, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Here we go.